Ambassador College bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
Jesus sells pretty good today, as long as it's not the real Jesus. As long as it's the false Christ of people's imaginations, of history, of philosophy, and of some of the perversions of those who wish to take great liberties with the revealed scriptures of the Bible, then it does sell. They've got an idea they're going to put into a film according to something I read. I think it's over in Sweden, where they're going to have some naked character with wild hair and beard riding across the landscape in the altogether on a motorcycle, and he's supposed to be a Jesus. Some people even claim that Jesus was not a real person, but a mushroom, and therefore was a person who started a drug cult. Not that he was a person, but that his own disciples were high on some kind of a drug and that they named it Jesus. I mean, all of the weird ideas you can imagine. And then finally there was a book about the Passover plot, and that's finally made into a movie that alleges Jesus and his disciples contrived to fake the Passover and the resurrection and his crucifixion, that he wasn't really resurrected, but he wasn't even dead. Now, as a consequence with all of this, there's been a series of three articles on Was the Resurrection a Hoax? And it does show how from ashamed anonymity to open acknowledgement, from hiding behind closed doors, as did Peter and all those who were with Jesus according to the Bible in the last moments prior to his arrest and then who fled and forsook him, from hiding to come out on platforms before thousands, from talking in whispers to boldly proclaiming the gospel with great power, and from trying desperately to lose themselves in crowds to openly jeopardizing their very lives, and finally giving their lives for the sake and the knowledge of Jesus Christ and the resurrection, is what happened to those men who were destined to alter the course of history. This article, Was the Resurrection a Hoax?, goes into all of that. You know, the Bible is awfully hard on its heroes. It exposes the sins, the flaws, and the faults of them, their lack of faith and doubts. It discloses the fact that every last one of Jesus' disciples fled the scene in abject fear when their leader was about to be crucified. Yet barely 50 days later, they were willing to a man to be lashed to the bone, imprisoned, and even put to death for the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Here were men who only weeks before had escaped for their lives in fear and craven cowardice. Now they were suddenly willing to endure excruciating pain and even death on the rack. The question is why? And that is answered in this article, Was the Resurrection a Hoax?, in the current number of the Plain Truth magazine. And you can have that and the others behind it if we still have enough in print if you want to ask for it, and get your free copy of the current number of the Plain Truth magazine. Let me tell you a little more about these articles. Pornography is no victimless crime is in this current number. And you've heard the furor about the gay revolution people and their fight for so-called gay rights, all the demonstrations and the marches in San Francisco and New York and elsewhere. Read about what's happening to our children and about the devastation of pornography, of what it does to people's minds. Here's an article a lot of you people over 40 really need. A little exercise could mean a lifetime of help. Some awfully good pointers about how to get started. The article on Was the Resurrection a Hoax that I've talked about, and another one warning tobacco is hazardous to your health. This and many other articles in the Plain Truth magazine.